Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, what is lifelong learning? We tend to think of education as something we do early in life to prepare us for employment, but programs to give educational opportunities to older adults, often referred to as lifelong learning, have a different goal. Rather than taking courses to gain employment credentials, lifelong learners aim to enhance their quality of life by exploring new ideas, making friends, and staying socially and mentally active. Lifelong learning programs began more than 50 years ago and now include tens of thousands of programs serving millions of older adults. Their popularity stems from their many benefits. For example, a four-nation study comparing lifelong learning participants with non-participants found that the programs improved people's emotional well-being and their views of aging. Among the most well-known of these programs is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, or OLLI, which includes OLLI at FSU. Learn more about lifelong learning and OLLI at wfsu.org/aging today.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/aging today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.